You're listening to Tell Me in 10, a publicity podcast for female entrepreneurs on the go. I'm your host, Danielle Byer Jackson, a high school teacher turned publicist and the founder of Tell Public Relations. And on this show, I'm teaching you everything you need to know to increase your visibility and enhance your reputation, all in 10 minutes or less. All right, ladies, class is in session. Today we're talking about TikTok's announcement that it just started an official book club. Now you might already be familiar with hashtag BookTok, which I think has like 64 billion views, like something insane, right? And it's kind of what you would assume for those who are not familiar, where people are going on, they're sharing their love of reading by giving reviews of recent books that they've read and so on and so forth. It's become its own thing. It has a life of its own. And you'll probably notice that at almost every bookstore, there's a table that says, you know, BookTok books, because people are on TikTok, they see these books and they're going to go to the bookstore to get them. And so they anticipate this need and have a book dedicated to those books. I can do a whole other episode on how I'm learning that those books on the shelves or on those tables are not actually the books on BookTok. It's like this whole thing. Anyway, I'm sharing this with you because I think it's so interesting to see TikTok take part of a larger trend, which is to host your own community. So yeah, TikTok itself is this app where people are gaining visibility and things like that. But to see such a large entity try to kind of more formalize something that's taken off on its own is brilliant. And here's why you should follow suit. So here's how it's going to work with what they're doing. And then I'm going to show you how you can copy it for your audience and why you probably should. Okay. Now, what they're going to do is they're going to announce a book every month that they're reading together. It'll be more organized of a structure as opposed to people searching this hashtag. And so the social media entity itself will announce a book that everybody's going to read. And then they've nominated these like five or six really popular book talkers. So those who are really famous on the app for giving their thoughts about books. And they're going to have them host, I think, like a monthly discussion, like a monthly live. So people can go and participate through, you know, being in the comments or things like that. But they've curated like panelists who are already respected for their opinions to host this monthly chat. Now, this is brilliant because one, it makes people continue to come back. You gave me a reason to keep coming back to the app because I want to be a part of this discussion. That is another benefit of you hosting some kind of community for your business. It gives people a reason to keep coming back to you as opposed to just visiting your page occasionally or adopting your product or service when they need it. Okay. Two, this is your first line of defense against any crisis you may have. So if you do have some kind of scandal or whatever, you have people who can vouch for you because they're there interacting with you all the time, right? And three, you're building your own super fans, okay? So they're all, I'm probably getting these numbers wrong, but there are all these things that, you know, you don't want a bunch of followers. You just need like 5% of them to be super fans. You need those people who love your brand so much. They're actively telling people about it. They are freely like praising you. They buy everything that you put out. They just love it so much. That's what you really need. Okay. And so having a community helps you to further nurture potential super fans by offering them space that you don't necessarily have to tend to. So for example, it's not that TikTok employees are going really hard on facilitating this book club. They've nominated other people to do it. So you can, like if you're a solopreneur listening to this and you're like, that's one more thing I got to do. Hopefully a community, in my opinion, the definition of it is something that runs without you anyway. Okay, so the most successful communities are not ones where the host or the founder has to be present and like continually stick their hand in the pot and stir it up. People should be doing that on their own. Eventually, it takes a while to maybe get it there, okay? So I want you to ask yourself, how can I build some kind of actual community that's associated with my brand? There are different hosting platforms you can use. Discord is popular. It started being popular for those who play video games, but people use it for other things now. Facebook groups are always a go-to. I know that people feel some kind of way about Facebook/Meta, but so far other social media outlets have not been able to touch Facebook groups. They are unique in that way. their group game is really strong. Mighty Networks is a popular one. People download this app. It's like you've got your own little Facebook and people can, you know, message each other, and there are threads and they can comment. And I think you pay either like 30 or 40 something a month for like 50 members, or $99 a month is a more popular one for several more. But it's, you know, so that's something to consider. But does it make sense for you to have a community? And the last thing I'm going to say here is the community should not be about you. So you'll notice that TikTok's community is not people who love TikTok. It's offering value that doesn't even directly have something to do with your brand. So for example, if you're a real estate agent and you're like, okay, I should have a Facebook group, your Facebook should not be called I Love Tampa Realty Company. It should be something like Tampa Cat Lovers. And I got this tip from another podcast. I don't want to act like I own this. I want to be forthcoming with that. You're not going to put, I love, you know, Tampa Realty, whatever. Your community is going to be called something that offers value to people, and you just happen to be the host. So obviously I'm bringing together people who live in Tampa, but they're there for their love of cats and they're local to each other. So if they want to meet up for certain things, whatever, but I facilitated that connection as the Tampa real estate agent. You follow, you picking up what I'm putting down? Okay. So get creative about having a community and then what value you can offer them and how you can create this group of super fans who serves as your first line of defense if you have a crisis, because they're your people. They come out to defend and vouch for you. And then also just gives you an opportunity to nurture true community. One of my pet peeves right now, I know community is a buzzword. It actually turns me off because I know people are just using it to speak to a group of people or a lot of people. Oh, we have such a strong community. You mean you have a lot of followers? How is that a community though? Unless they're engaging often, daily in your comments and helping one another and exchanging, you know, it's like this sharing economy. Otherwise, you just have followers. That's not a community. But let me get off my soapbox about that. This is only, we say 10 minutes or less, so I'm gonna stick to it. If you need more tips, we drop media opportunities every week in the private membership. You should be there. Tellpublicrelations.com/members only. And if you wanna run some of your specific PR strategy ideas by me or my team, if I'm not available, but most times me, then you should be a member and you would join our top tier of the membership. Again, that's tellpublicrelations.com/members only. That would include media opportunities on the weekly, meaning not just those opportunities, but we also include the email addresses of the people who have the opportunity. So you're going to build your media contact list. We did the work for you. You just got to show up, get the information, and we're putting you on before everybody else finds out. Okay. And then also you and I get a private phone call every month to talk through whatever PR strategy, campaign ideas, social media questions that you have. We can do that. So I look forward to seeing you over there. Tellpublicrelations.com/members only. And until then, class dismissed.
If this wasn't enough and you want to stay after class for more, then join us at tellpublicrelations.com/members only, where our private members get access to exclusive podcast content, PR trainings, and best of all, first dibs on real live media opportunities. That's tellpublicrelations.com/members only. And until then, class dismissed.